You know, putting in a fire damper.
Yeah.
Putting in a fire damper or something. Or motorized volume damper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I remember make-believe work.
Or I'd do something halfway. And right. then sit there. Like, I'd connect a duct with a drive, they're called, and I'd smash the drive down, like, halfway.
Yeah.
And leave the other half, so I'd sit there. And then the second someone came by, I grabbed my hammer, bam, 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 bam,
I'm working hard here.
Knock it down.
Right.
And, yeah, I'd be like, all sleepy face, a seam from the duct is embedded in your face, the side of your face, like drooling. What? Yeah, no, I'm working hard. You got morning voice? Right. No, it's fine. Everything's cool. What?
But those were the days when even the bosses were doing that shit.
Exactly.
Everyone knew. Everyone knew everyone was just kind of, you know,
everyone.
Trying to get through Friday.
Everyone was napping.
Now you got these do-gooders with their cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere.
And glass offices, so you can't even close the door behind you.
No. Who thought of the glass-walled office?
A fucking nerd.
What an asshole. You used to be able to go into your office and squeeze your sexy secretary's ass.
That's right. Pinch her ass a little
she'd
bit.
She'd be on your knee taking your dictation. Yeah. Oh, get in here. I got a letter you have to take.
How many times have you seen that in old school TV shows and movies?
She's got her legs crossed. Just she's sitting on the guy's lap in his big office chair.
And it was completely normal.
Yeah. He's got his hand on her back. Well, let me take this letter down.
Or she would.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
Or she would bend over where her knees don't even bend.
Yeah. She'd do that bend.
Damn.
And he'd give her a playful little tap, and she'd get up real quick and go, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Now
make me a drink.
Now bosses aren't even allowed to hire hot secretaries. They all have to be frumps.
Frumps.
You have to hire a frump. You go to the frump factory.
Frumps. They have that roll-away bar in their office.
Right.
And it was like fucking 9 in the morning, and they're drinking.
Yeah.
You watch that show, Mad Men?
You know what? No.
I watched
it. I'm stupid. Is that a available box set?
I think it's on Netflix.
I got to get into this shit.
It's a cool show because it's, you know, it's a piece that's supposed to be in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And in the business atmosphere, not like, you know, the hippie atmosphere.
Right.
And I think it's pretty early 60s, maybe even late 50s. Every fucking scene, they're smoking like crazy in anywhere. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where they are. They could be visiting someone in the hospital and they got a cigarette in their mouth. And they're drinking constantly. And that's exactly what the fuck those old days were. And they're fucking their secretaries.
Right.
And they're in trouble with their wives because they're fucking their secretaries.
Right.
It's a great time.
Well,
I miss those days. Well, I wish I was in those days.
If you had a side piece, you hire as a secretary.
Right. Sexy now, secretary.
Now you got to hire a frump.
A frump.
A frump.
Typewriters and phones with dials on them.
Sure.
It's a cool... Yeah, they're all smoking.
You know,
it's great.
You know what? I did see another musical on Broadway.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. And it has a lot to do with what you're talking about here. Our pal Rob Bartlett, who works for Imus.
Right. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
I guess it's a Broadway show that's been around forever.
Yeah,
recast obviously
staples.
A million fucking times, but I think it was originally came out in the 50s or the early 60s.
They revive it every so often. I think it's in that revival category.
I gotta tell you, man, I fucking liked it a lot.
Yeah,
because of Rob Bartlett. He's like, yeah, you gotta see me on Broadway. So I finally went, and I really, really liked it. And it's everything you're saying. It's like old school bosses and old school secretaries that are really hot, and the secretaries talk like all they care about is trying to, you know, get with one of the guys that is powerful in the company.
Right. That's their whole gig, is, you know.
And then you got the floozy secretary that's banging the big boss.
Everyone knows too, but doesn't say a fucking word.
No, because
like,
it's part
was
of
no
the culture.
Chatty Cathys back then. You could be fucking your secretary. And everyone in the office knew it, but
right.
They just kind of, you know, maybe they did an eye roll to each other when the secretary walked by to let everybody know they knew, but no one ratted anyone out.
No. But now we got these glass offices.
Cameras and lawyers and fucking all kinds of paperwork and...
Cameras and lawyers, oh my.
HR. Fuck. When HR came in, all that shit went in, down the shitter.
Mad Men didn't have HR.
Fuck that.
They would have laughed at HR.
Oh, HR, my ass. Yep. I'm going to tweak that secretary's nips when she comes in.
Right.
I'm giving her purple nurples before she gets on that typewriter.
With these glass offices, it's like being in prison. And I'm sure someone came up with it because they're like, oh, it just looks nicer. It's
yeah.
It just looks sleek and nice. And then you get the boss that does rounds like a...